Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. And become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation. And check out recent shows featuring guests sharing stories about growing up in a haunted house that was possessed by an evil presence, a nightmarish encounter with a UFO in the dead of night, and the financial horror stories from those who won the lottery and lived to regret it. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to hear these programs and many more truly thought-provoking shows from coast to coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, The Curse of Oak Island, Randall Sullivan, the author, contributing editor to Rolling Stone for more than 20 years, for whom he originally reported on Oak Island back in 2004. His work has appeared in Esquire, Outside, Men's Journal, Washington Post, The Guardian. He's also the author of The Price of Experience, Labyrinth, and The Miracle Detective, and Untouchable. Randall, good to have you on the program. First time, I understand, right?
Yes, it is. Thank you, George.
Well, welcome, and good to talk with you. What a great story, Oak Island. Tell us a little bit about the setting. I said a little bit about it, but kind of give us a description of this island, if you could.
Well, it's about a mile long, and at its widest point, about a half a mile wide, 1,000 feet wide, its narrowest point, just off the coast of Nova Scotia, about 50 miles south. West of Halifax. It was, for many years, just extraordinary because it was covered with oak trees. It was the only island in Mahone Bay that had, you know, this forest of oaks on it. No one could understand why, but they were very happy to have the oak trees to harvest. And then in the late 1700s, three young men, teenage boys, discovered this depression in the ground that turned into a shaft that had been dug, a fantastic shaft that had been dug who knows when, and that's led to, you know, a series of fantastic and extraordinary discoveries that have baffled and mystified people for more than two centuries.
It truly has fascinated people. What are they looking for? What keeps them so fascinated by the island, Randall?
Well, part of it is that of all of history's mysteries, Oak Island might be the most open-ended. There's so many possibilities, and there's so many things that people have found that could connect to this or that theory. And obviously people have come up with dozens of theories, and part of what's both exciting and frustrating about trying to write about it is that there's very few you can completely dismiss, because there's something there to support it. And what no one can deny was that some fantastic works were created, and there had to be some fantastic reason that people did it.
In terms of settlers or visitors to the island, where did they come from? All over the place?
That area, specifically by the island, was mostly former British colonists. A lot of them were people who immigrated there after the Revolutionary War or shortly before. They'd fought on the Loyalist side, the British side, or they got land grants from the British Crown, and they were, there's a nearby town called Chester where that was the first real settlement. But Oak Island was gradually selected. The British, the way the British did everything in those days, they would just chop things up in the most geometrical way, every piece of land they came across, and they did the same with Oak Island. They divided it up into four-acre plots, and you could buy, you know, one of them if you could afford it. And so Oak Island was a series of plots, and people began to buy them up, and around the time that these boys found the money pit.
What was it that captured your attention and interest in Oak Island?
Well, I mean, the discoveries that people made in that 50-year period between about 1795 and 1845 just boggle the mind. And you know, when you realize, well, I mean, you just can't help but think somebody must have had some incredible reason for doing this. What would motivate people? Because it's something that, I mean, one engineering company that was hired said it would take, well, there's about 100,000 hours, man hours, that went into creating this, which means 40 men could have done it in a year.
Jeez.
What would have motivated 40 men to work for a year to create this in the, you know, 16th, 17th, 15th century, who knows when it was? It must have been, they must have had a very good reason, and you want to find out what that reason is, or at least what it might be. And part of it is, you know, you start pulling on, you know, this or that loose end, and it always seems to just keep coming. You know, there's more and more and more.
And to this day, has anything been discovered?
Well, a lot of things have been discovered, but and some of them are quite amazing, but no final explanation. No great treasure has been recovered. You know, no ultimate purpose has been revealed, but there's enough. They keep finding enough to make you think
something's there.
Even last, you know, summer, the what the two brothers who are running the search now found was fantastic. I mean, they pulled up, you know, pieces of human bodies from 190 feet below ground, and this cross that was buried under rock that, well, the only match to it comes from the early 1300s in a prison where the Knights Templar were held before their execution.
I mean, jeez.
But there's one thing after another like this, and the original works are just, I mean, somebody did something absolutely fantastic, either to bury or conceal something, or to, well, that's the only possibility, really. Something was being buried there. But what it was and why they went to such extraordinary lengths to protect it from discovery is a mystery.
Were these skeletons, were they like dumped into a hole, or?
Well, they don't know for sure. You know, they're being brought up with, you know, they're drilling down there or using caissons really to go down. And so they were just, all they know is that they were partial skeletons of two people, one of European origin and the other of Middle Eastern origin.
Huh.
Make of that what you will. It's another one of those, okay.
Adds to the mystery, doesn't it?
To the mystery, yeah. And you know, I mean, things that I, you know, I mean, in the book and all along when I was first dealing with the producers and then the brothers, the Leakin brothers who run the search now, I was very resistant to this whole Knights Templar idea, and that it was the, you know, might be the Ark of the Covenant or something like that. That down there, it was so fantastic. But then, you know, last summer they found this cross. You know, it was a cross. It was like a human a cross made out of a human figure, and it matched exactly the image that had been drawn or scratched on a wall at the prison, Dom prison in France, where the Templars were held. So it's like, well, I thought, well,
that is unusual.
And say, okay, I dismissed the Templar theory anymore.
And when you wrote the article for Rolling Stone back in 2004, did you get much response?
Yeah, I mean, people love the story, love the mystery, but then everybody has an idea about what it is, and I don't know if it's part of it is, you know, people have, sort of pet fascinations, and they want to apply it to that. But it excited people tremendously because people love to know and to learn that there's something out there we don't really understand, we don't really know about, but that somebody will eventually get to the bottom to, literally get to the bottom to, get down there and find out what it is.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.